We've been speaking about reverse mortgages. Are there any other options?
Yeah, there is. That is different to loans. So there is one choice that's out there where you don't actually borrow any money, but what you do is you sell a proportion of your home. So you still own the home, but you own it now with somebody, with the institution that provides the products. Their name is now going to be on the title deeds, and they will give you the money proportional to the amount that you sell. They will then recoup the money again if you sell the property or you pass away. The thing about this is, it's first of all, it's not a loan. So if you're not a fan of going into interest, then this is absolutely won't be one for you, because there is no interest charged on this. But there is a growth component within the product. So they will take a bigger percentage of the property than you've actually sold to the property. So it will grow. And the longer you have, the amount of the money that we pay back will be bigger than what you started with. The other thing that's significant to take into account for this one is that there's nothing like a line of credit option with this. You're not selling 2% of your house here and then 3% of your house a little bit later. You're selling the whole big section in one go. And so you're going to get it as a lump sum in one go. It's where that line of credit option, just take little bits and pieces as you need it. If you're selling part of the family home, then that's not going to be an option for you. You'll just take it as a lump sum.
How do all these options impact on the age pension?
So the important thing here is it's not the action of taking the money that we take into account. So if, for example, you took a lump sum of $250,000 again, we're not going to say that's $250,000 worth of income or do anything like that. What we want to know is, where did the money go once you took it? So if I take a lump sum, get a lump sum, and I put it into the bank account, I now have money in the bank that I didn't have beforehand. So there's a new asset there. And depending on the size of the asset, that could have an implication for my pension, because I have a new asset that I didn't have before. A small amount of money that's gone into my bank account, it's there for a day, and then it's used to pay a credit card debt. The money's in, the money's gone. There's nothing left in the bank afterwards. There's no impact on the pension that I'm receiving. So having a lump sum could have an implication for the rate of pension. But most people who are looking at something like a reverse mortgage are doing it because they actually don't have a lot of other resources. They would prefer to use their own bank account rather than going to a loan, but there isn't really those assets left any longer. And so they're looking at a reverse mortgage to restock their finances. What that means from Services Australia's perspective is that they really don't have much in the way of assets to begin with. So adding a brand new asset, yes, it may be assessable, but because of the way the income and assets test works, and if you're a single person, you're allowed to have over $300,000 in the bank before your payment's affected, and as a member of a couple, it's in the $450,000 mark. Taking a lump sum of 200 grand, if that's about all you've got in the way of assets, yes, it's a big amount of money, but it's not big enough to actually affect the rate of pension that you're getting. If you really want to know for sure, then absolutely make contact with the Financial Information Service, that 132300. Ring up and have a chat with one of our FIS officers over the phone, and they can quickly explain. And if you want to throw a scenario at them, they can then show you what the implications for your payments might actually be.
Services Australia has another option called the Home Equity Access Scheme. How does it work and how is it different?
So this is Services Australia's sort of a version of a reverse mortgage, but it is particularly different from the reverse mortgage. So the idea behind the Home Equity Access Scheme is to give older Australians a way to supplement their retirement income. So the main focus here is actually access to an income rather than something like a lump sum. You do have the capacity for small lump sums through the Home Equity Access Scheme, but nothing like the big figures that you could get through a reverse mortgage. If the purpose is because you just need a little bit of extra money to help you be more comfortable in retirement, then the Home Equity Access Scheme may well be exactly what you're looking for. A couple of things that's different. First of all, it is for people who are over age pension age. So in this case, you've got to be over 67. Or if you're partnered, you partner to a person who's over age pension age. Property has to be in Australia for security. It doesn't have to be the family home, which is most reverse mortgages will require it to be the family home. The Home Equity Access Scheme doesn't require that. So it could be an investment property or a holiday home. There just have to be enough of the asset to be able to borrow again. So there's got to be enough there to be able to use for the leverage, for security for the loan, for the Home Equity Access Scheme. You've got to do things like, keep it fully insured, make sure it's being kept up to standard and meeting our requirements. With the Home Equity Access Scheme, you can be paid up to 150% of the full rate of age pension. That's the single rate if you're a single person, or the member of a couple rate if you're a member of a couple. If you're already getting an age pension, then you are allowed to borrow between whatever you're being paid every fortnight and 150% of the full rate of age pension. Let's pretend that the full rate of age pension for a single person is $1,000. It's actually more than that. And I'm actually receiving $800 a fortnight in a pension, and I want to borrow up to 150% through the Home Equity Access Scheme. Because I'm receiving $800 a fortnight, I'm able to borrow an additional $700 a fortnight until I receive the maximum rate of pension. Now, I can choose to take less than that if I want, but I can borrow up to 150% of the full rate of pension. The other thing about it is that it is a loan. So there is an interest rate, and it is a compounding interest rate, same as a reverse mortgage does. Every fortnight, every payment I'm getting is money that I'm using the home as security. It's a loan. So again, it's growing at $700 a fortnight or whatever that might be. I'm being charged interest on that loan. That interest is compounding. But the interest rate in this case is presently 3.95% per annum. That can change during as time goes by, but right now it's 3.95%.
And do you have to be getting a pension to apply?
No, you don't, but you have to be eligible for a pension to apply. Now, when I mean eligible for a pension, it means you've got to meet the basic rules in order for a pension to be paid. Not looking at your income and assets, but looking, first of all, you've got to be age pension age, so you've got to be that 67 years of age or older. You have to be able to meet the residence requirements for a pension, which is 10 years of residence, of which 5 years continuous within that 10-year period. But you don't have to meet the income and assets test, so you don't have to be getting a pension to be able to access the Home Equity Access Scheme.
How do we find out more?
Go to our website, servicesaustralia.gov.au/home-equity-access, all one word. servicesaustralia.gov.au/home-equity-access. You can find out about the scheme, the eligibility requirements, and they also have a calculator there. So you can use the calculator to have a look at, first of all, how much you might be able to borrow and what is the impact of that compounding interest, to give a good idea of what your potential repayment might happen, because like a reverse mortgage, the money will have to be repaid. Either you can repay it when you sell your property, you repay it as part of your estate. You may be able to transfer the Home Equity Access Scheme from your existing property to a new one if you're planning on buying somewhere else. Again, as long as there's enough equity in that new place for us to be able to put the Home Equity Access Scheme against it. Also, a great place to look is, as we said, the MoneySmart website, moneysmart.gov.au. A lot of great information about reverse mortgages there, and again, interest rate calculators and things. And if you just want to find out about reverse mortgages, if you just Google reverse mortgage, you will find lots and lots of hits about that to tell you about the different products and the providers, including reverse mortgage brokers who specialize in reverse mortgages, because they don't necessarily all do that.
Well, to recap, if we're fortunate enough to own our own home in retirement, we have options if we want to use that home to help improve our retirement lifestyle. Justin mentioned that if you're thinking about any of these products, you should consider getting professional advice. You can also speak to Services Australia's Financial Information Service to get impartial information about the products and how they work. Well, thanks, Justin, for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mark, for having me back, and thank you to all your listeners.